Hello.
Hi, Duane. It's Sam here from Turner Book Writers. How are you doing today?
Not too bad, yourself?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm so sorry I couldn't return your call on Friday. I was actually waiting for things to get aligned with you and the project manager, the new project manager, Lucas, and the team, and I believe everybody's on the same page. Did you check the last correspondence from the team?
I saw on correspondence, he doesn't seem to have the last one I had sent to Anna. So I sent it back to him today just now saying he doesn't seem to be still up to date on the last email. So I did forward that to him.
Okay, perfect. You sent it. Let me just give me a quick moment. Let me just check on that. And I'm going to update you right now, okay? Stay on the line with me, please.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being online, Joanne. I do see a correspondence from your end, a detailed one, and I see the file. Thank you for that. Okay. I'm going to address all of these things right now on the call so that we are on the same page, okay? And then we'll let the team take the direction and see where they land, right?
Okay.
Okay. So the first thing that you've said here is on the chapters 1 to 26 that I sent back to you guys early last week, on which there were so many edits, replies I had sent previously that had still not been actioned. Can you please confirm when all of the edits for these chapters will be replied or actioned and returned back to me? Okay. Okay. For this, Joanne, we will need to handle a little bit of things from our end. I know that you've provided most of the revisions before, but the problem is that we are still transitioning, and this is just the final step in order for the team to get the right direction at this point of time. If there is anything that you see that has not been catered to and you had provided those comments previously, send in that particular draft or mention those in comments, just like how you've made these comments, right, in the detailed comments in the message section. Just mention those changes in comments so that we can cater to them, the ones that have been overlooked. So that is number one. On the edits that have been resolved between Turner and myself, is there any way that these sections of the book manuscript can be cleaned up? Okay, cleaning we are going to do once we are done with these overlooked revisions that were not catered, but you had sent them before. Once that is done, then we'll work on the cleaning aspect. So this is your
second
point.
Once all the edits that are highlighted in blue that have still not been actioned, once those are resolved, you will send me, because there are a bunch of edits that have been resolved, and they're still not clean, those chapters or those sections.
No, don't worry about that. Just disregard those for now. Once all of those revisions have been implemented, then only we are going to go on the cleaning aspect, and I'll make sure to share a clean file with you before they move forward with any new revisions. Okay? So that part is okay. You said that 60% of the book has been completed. I deem the book completed when all the edits and changes. I agree with you on that. And the next one is I've sent you 88 pages and expect this book to be about 200 pages. Okay, that is the major clarity that you have provided, that the book needs to be 200 pages. So we have not reached even having the book 50% completed, much less 60% completed from, yes, that makes sense. You're right on that. Please confirm when I can expect to reply to my edits for chapter 1 to 26. I told you that we're going to need further more clarity from your end. What are the edits that have not been catered to? Whether you can comment in the manuscript itself, or you can provide a separate file or a document with all the revisions that have not been implemented listed separately over there with page number. These are the two options.
But I've given you that. Like, I've given that now a couple times. So, like, I just sent it again, the file, to Lucas. And in the edit section, I've put in highlight in blue which ones have not been actioned. Okay. So perfect. I've done that a couple times now.
Okay,
so really,
cool.
It's really easy to see on the file that I just sent to Lucas.
Gotcha.
You see in the, not in the manuscript or the book part itself, but in the edits where they haven't, where you guys have either not actioned, I put it in a highlight in blue. So it's very quickly
perfect.
And easy to see that those ones are the ones that have not been actioned.
Perfect. Okay, you've done your part. So you don't need to do anything on that first pointer that I told you that, you know, you need to separately address them. I'm going to make sure that they get addressed since you've highlighted them in blue. Okay. Can you confirm when I can expect that these 30 pages will be edited, or if you will be waiting until the first chapters up to 26 are finalized before you proceed with the... Yes, I think we should do that first. Give me some clarity regarding these next... I believe these 30 pages that you've sent in additional, these are the next 30 pages, right? After chapter 26.
Yes, they're the ones that they've been there since. You guys have had them for about a month now, and I haven't gotten them back. But, yes, they're the next chapter. So chapter, I think you're at 26, so they're up to, you know, 38 or 40 or something. It's pages 58 until 88 that you guys have not edited yet or looked at.
Perfect. Okay. Well, in that case, we will be working on chapters 1 to 26 first. Once we finalize that, then we are going to move forward with the next few chapters.
Because okay.
Right now,
that's perfect.
Yeah. Right now, you do understand that chapters 1 to 26 is still messy. So we need to clean that up. Bring
it's very messy. Yes.
Yeah. And then we move forward to the next few pages. And so that'll be the response to that particular concern of yours. Okay, my
Perfect.
Last question is regarding the status of my manuscript in regards to the option agreement sent to me from Sarah McKenzie in regards to turning it into a screenplay. Okay, now regarding the screenplay, see, I can rush things and start screenplay at the same time, but my personal recommendation, Joanne, would be to straighten out the book first. See, that option is not going anywhere. All right, so we'll have this discussion once everything is sorted out with your basic services that you have already paid for, if that makes sense for you.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just that she had asked me to rush a Cray letter, which I did. I did a Cray letter for her. I did a summary of the my bio, and she was the one that came back saying that it was 15 scripts down to 2, and I was one of those scripts, and she seemed to think it was a rush because of the timing with the political environment in the States and Canada right now, that it was a good time for this story to be put into a screenplay. So that's why she was, you know, I wasn't pushing this originally. But she was the one that initiated. And then she wanted me to go to California and to New York to start pitching it to bankers, and that she had gotten feedback from Netflix and Paramount and Amazon Prime that they were interested in the screenplay for this book. So then, you know, so I don't know if that was blowing smoke, if that was going step 8 instead of step 3. I don't know if she had feedback or really it was based on authentic interest or not, you know?
Can I be honest with you?
Yes, please.
I do not see any proof, evidence, any email, any sort of correspondence, any yes or no, any other team involved. I do not see any of that at this point of time. So that should be, you know, clarity enough for me to say this to you. I'm talking in between the lines right now, I know, but you got your answer, right?
Yes, I do. Okay, that's fine. I just wanted to know, you know, I want it to be very clear, very honest, very authentic, very based on reality. You know, I don't want bullshit. I don't want lies. You know what I mean?
That's why I asked you if I can be honest with you, because I don't want to do that too. Keep it precise, simple, and transparent. That's how I like to work, you know. I don't like to make things messy, because we have a lot to handle, to be very honest, Joanne. Nobody has time to, you know, beat around the bush and go in circles again and again. So we'll just keep it
plain. And I don't want to waste my time, and I don't want to waste my hopes and my energy and rush things, which she did have me do. She had me rush a Cray letter. Instead of writing my book, I was rushing a Cray letter and a bio, you know, and telling me about traveling and this and that. And it's like, okay, is this based on reality or not, you know?
Right.
So, and I mean, at some point I have to put my confidence and trust in you guys, but if I don't feel like I can do that, like, then there's no point continuing, you know?
Obviously, Joanne. And the reason why I told you to hold this off, because at this point, I'm not actually dwelling into this entire matter of screenplay. I want to see things for myself. I want to see if there's an open opportunity, and if it's solid, you know, is it something that we can definitely do for you? Well, we have worked on screenplays before, but everything that you've just told me, I just get assurances. You know, every call that I take on behalf of this team, I'm getting these assurances that, you know, the decision that was made against them, it was coming, you know. They actually asked for it, to be very honest. So I'm sorry I said that, but yeah. You understand my frustration too. So
No, definitely. Well, and and you know, let's face it, I want to get the book done. I was prepared to continue with the book and get that done, and even if it was done up to three quarters of the way, and then we started talking about marketing it for, you know, a screenplay or something. But like, the book's not even half done yet, you know. So I don't know how you can sell the book to a screenplay for, you know. Yes, I understand the plot and the characters and the storyline is there, but it's still not finished, you know.
Exactly, it's still undergoing a certain process, and the way, Joanne, you understand things. That's what I want to commend you on, because you do. You mentioned something. You know, personally, when I was dealing with customers, you know, on that project management basis, for my customers in particular, I used to initiate the discussion of marketing when the book was at least 50-60% done. That was a time when we would initiate the discussion. That what are your thoughts? What are you planning? How are you launching the book? If you're doing a pre-release, if there are any sign-off inaugurations, or you know, like book signing-offs at bookstores and all of that. That was the time frame where I would initiate the discussion, because if there was anything needed to be done from our end in terms of marketing, then we'll start the setup for that entire marketing campaign, because obviously that takes time too. So I would initiate when 40% or 30% of the book is remaining, and that is the correct time to have the discussion. Right now, I believe, for your book, I'm going to say that we are under 40%, I think, below 40% right now. So
We're probably just below 45%, you know.
Exactly.
But I also want to tell you, Anna Jackson had also pressured me in November to finish the book so that she could market it to sell for Christmas.
Well, he must be giving her a room. See, if you are running a certain domain, then obviously the management gives you that flexibility and leverage that you do things at your own time, you know. So it's the marketer's job who sets the short-term goals and timelines in the marketing phase. So probably because of that.
But at that point,
go ahead.
Yeah, but at that point, the book wasn't even, it was probably only 30% done, you know. Wow. Like, I mean, I've done a lot in the last six weeks, but before that, the book wasn't even, and to say that you've got like 30, 40 pages, maybe 50 pages, and to say you want to go into a pre-release and to get it out for publication for Christmas, that's unrealistic,
that didn't make
you know,
sense.
It doesn't. And it's just putting a lot of pressure on for the sake of putting pressure on to get something to market within a month or 6 weeks when the book has only got 30 or 40 pages. It just, you know, so I said, no, I'm not interested in pre-releasing or marketing. I need to focus on writing the book and making sure the book is finished.
Good.
Or even, like I said, if it's 70% done, it's not, you know, I need to get it at least 2-3 quarters of the way done before we start talking about pre-releasing and ordering and marketing and screenplays. But I was pressured by both Anna to get it to pre-released and marketing. And then I was, a couple weeks later, I was pressured by Sarah saying that, we're ready to go put it to screenplay. And here's an option agreement, which I got an option agreement contract, literally, in my hands. So I did not sign it because I had questions, because it didn't match what was on that contract, did not match what she told me verbally. So I went back with questions. But literally, if I had signed on that dotted line, you guys would have been committed to an option agreement, and I would be too.
Exactly. You would have been stuck. Honestly speaking, if you would have signed that, you would have been stuck. Because right now, I do not see anything solid for it. I mean, if they have done anything for you whatsoever, I mean, they were preparing for you to actually move forward with this option, right? There should be some sort of correspondence, evidence, any team, any affiliation outside the office who work in this particular niche. And I do not see any of that. So I just wanted to be honest with you from my end. We will see to this, but we will discuss this once I have answers for you, once I personally look into this myself and talk to the person who is dealing with all of the screenplay procedure. So until then, we put a hold to that, okay?
Okay. Okay. I'm comfortable with that. I just find that it's very strange to have been given a contract, to been pressured to, like, oh, we're going to be traveling, we're going to be pitching it to the backers and the finance guys, and I'm going to get Mike, my executive director, and all these details to the point of that detail drilled down for the details to now you're telling me that there's nothing, like, even in the correspondence or notes on my file or in my book
nothing
or anything,
solid.
You know? So
nothing
I find
solid.
It very, very disconcerting
strange.
That there's
yes.
this sort of disconnect somewhere,
exactly.
you know?
Exactly. And it's possible. See, Joanne, I'm not saying that it's a complete sham or it's a complete lie. It's possible that she might be having these discussions with someone verbally. But then again, see, I go on facts. And when I don't have any evidence, I'm going to consider it into the no situation instead of moving forward
exactly.
with maybe or the benefit of doubt. Because I haven't worked with both of them, Anna or Sarah, never. So I can't, you know, take the accountability on behalf of them because I don't know them as a person. Mm-hmm. It could be a sham.
Mm-hmm.
And it's possible that they might be having these discussions if you're telling me that they were giving you all the details. So it's possible that they might be in communication with someone. But at this point of time, I don't have any sure answer. So I'm going to consider that as a no from my end.
Okay. Okay.
Okay?
And I agree. Like, that's why I specifically went back with questions. And I said, these are the questions. I don't match what you told me verbally. This contract doesn't match what you told me verbally. I want answers to these questions in writing. And then I didn't hear anything. And then I'm told a couple weeks later that she's fired.
That
so,
was smart.
You know,
yeah, that was a really smart
you know.
From your end because I see that you see things perfectly clear. So that you did very well. Otherwise, you would have been stuck in a situation where I personally wouldn't have a resolution for you. So I'm lucky you
got
on that aspect.
I'm very, you know, I mean, I don't want to be skeptical and distrusting, but at the same time, I want to be very realistic and practical and like you said, transparent, you know, like this is, you know, my first book. I don't expect it to be, you know, but I want to be, you know, treated with respect and with honesty and integrity. And I just, you know,
that's
not what
least,
seems to have happened.
And that's the least you can expect, you know. It's the least you can expect. So transparency is always the key, you know, moving forward with any kind of relationship. And as a matter of fact, Joanne, if you want a long-term relationship with one of your customers or clientele, you got to be honest with them. And you got to make sure that you are, you know, delivering what you have committed. So you can't, it can't be like your words are not matching your actions. It can't work like that. So I personally do not prefer to work in that shady manner, in that gray area. I don't like to work like that. So I'm like, even if it's like the bitter truth, I'm going to come up to the phone and I'm going to tell you that, Joanne, I know you're not going to like it, but this is what it is. And now moving forward, obviously I have to give you the resolution as well. So I'm going to give you some options as well, alternate option that, you know what, we can do this, that, or that. So that's how I like to move forward. And, that's all. Joanne, thank you so much for your time today. I believe we can, you know, bring things back on track. I got a lot of clarity today. At the same time, I'm going to share this recording with the team as well. So they are on the same page with us. Let's wait for the next draft to come. And then hopefully, we are going to move forward and things will be, clearer for you as well. Okay?
Okay, so I'm waiting for you guys to come back with the chapter 1 to 26 with the edits that have not been actioned, and to confirm that you found the other 30 pages that you didn't seem to have, but said someone said Jason might have them. So just to confirm that you do physically have them, and then I will continue with the, and we're working on you finalizing chapter 1 to 26 before you send me any more edits for the other remaining chapters.
Exactly.
But you have to just confirm that you actually physically do have those chapters.
So there are two things that I need to get back to you on. Chapters 1 to 26 on the revisions that have not been catered to. Secondly, we have to confirm whether we got the additional pages or not. I can confirm that as soon as possible. Just give me some time within 1 hour or 2 hours, or let's just say before day ends, I will give you this confirmation or clarity that we have gotten those pages. I just need to look through
perfect.
A couple of files. Okay.
Okay, that's perfect.
Okay.
No problem. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you once again, Joanne. You have yourself a wonderful day. Take good care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too.